Hello, I am here with Dana Adkins, who works in banquets at the Camden on the Lake Resort in Lake Ozark and has five children. About her experience in the summer. Dana, how long have you lived here in the lake area?
I have lived here for over 20 years now.
Okay, and how long have you worked at Camden?
I have worked at Cameron for 11 years.
Okay, and what do you do there? What does your typical day look like?
I'm a banquet supervisor there, and usually our typical day is, well, in the morning times we'll come in and we have a banquet for 40 to 50 people sometimes, and we'll set up our banquets and then we'll have a breakfast for them and a lunch. And then we tear down and get ready for dinner. And we're pretty busy all through summer long. We do probably about thousands of banquets for people all over the United States.
And how is that different in 2020? How did that change?
This year, I probably have only done maybe 20 banquets this year total. And the banquets, we are doing a lot different than we've ever done before. We if it's a conference, we have to have everything set out 6 foot. So usually on a table we could fit probably about 8 to 10 people, and now we can only fit 4 people. So that means that's less of a big conference that we can have in the building, so that's less money for us. So then on the food industry, we would usually let them go and serve themselves and stuff like that. And now we have to have more people there on staff to serve them. We all wear gloves and masks all through the day. There's a lot of hand sanitizer stations all over the building. Instead of using glassware and having everything set out proper like you would for a regular banquet, we have plastic now and we roll all silverware if we don't set it proper. So that's a lot different because it's not as fancy, I don't think, if you're setting it rolled. That's about my typical. It's a lot different from now than it was before.
Now I'm down here as well, and I noticed a lot of people traveling from out of state through the summer. Do you notice that as well?
Oh yeah, I actually, since we were slow during the banquet season, I worked up in the restaurant because they were super busy up there because there's a lot of people coming out from all sorts of different states because nobody could go out and have a good regular vacation. So a lot of people came to the Lake of the Ozark, if even if they flew their own airplanes down here. I talked to a couple people that did that just to get away from their state because they were so strict and we were kind of more lenient and laid back than other states were. So that was a very different experience.
And also, there's generally three big weekends in the lake. Memorial Weekend, the 4th of July, and Labor Day. Did you notice that the business was different then from previous years as well?
I think it was more actually busier this year than previous years, and to that fact, I think because we were more lenient on the mask wearing, a lot of people decided to come to the Lake of the Ozarks, and I feel like we were super busy. I had to help out a lot up in the restaurant, which I don't like, but it's money, so I did it, and it was great money. I mean, a lot of people were tipping still like normal. They weren't holding back on tips, and that was nice. I would some days walk out of the restaurant making 100 to 150, and I only worked a morning shift, so I was only there for 4 hours. So that's, I mean, the money was great in the restaurant service.
Okay, now you take care of five kids, your nephew, your stepdaughter, and your three. How did you keep them sane over the summer?
It was a pretty hard summer, let me tell you. Five kids is a lot. We did do a lot of things outside. That was our one thing. We let them learn how to cook. We let them cook a lot. We would do activities, with the whole group to kind of keep them busy. The one thing that kept me really insane, where they're most excited about, is we would go for a drive because we couldn't go to the store, we didn't go to the parks or anything like that, like we would usually do
Yeah.
normally in the summertime, because there's five kids, you want to get them out, you want to wear them out, let me tell you. And we used to do that stuff all the time. In the summer, I couldn't. So that was our most exciting thing, was we would go in the car, and we live in the country. So we had one drive that we could see cows, and we got to see horses, and we got to see chickens and goats. And we would drive slowly, and we would admire, just the scenery. And they enjoyed that. And it was a peace and quiet for me. They were locked up now. Seatbelt, so I can enjoy the quietness and not have to worry about watching what they're doing. And so I enjoyed that. And then we would go home and we would just make activities mostly. I tell you, I missed going to the park. You never know what you're gonna miss until you don't have it, because those things, the wearing the kids out, is awesome. It's a peace of mind for a mother. I hope we never get rid of family activities, because those are the best things.
Now, did you go on any long trips with them?
Actually, we did at the very, very beginning of the summer, before all the mask went really strict up in Branson. We went up to Branson and stayed in this hotel where there was a indoor water park, and it was only for guests only, and usually it'd be open to the public, but for the COVID, they said they were only gonna do guest only, and you had to do advance reservation through them. And we did that, and it was fun. And then I want to say shortly after we were at Branson, they started the face mask, but they were really off limits. Like, we went to World Wonderworks, and they didn't make us wear a mask or anything then. And let me tell you, this is at the very beginning of summer. So when we were there, we didn't have to wear a mask. We went and rode go-karts and bumper carts. We didn't have to wear a mask. Now, there was shows going on, but you did have to have a reservation for the shows, and they were 6 feet apart groups. So you could sit close to your group, but you had to be 6 feet away from the next group. So usually those things are super packed anyways, but now they were smaller groups. So that was the only thing that was really different in Branson when we went up there. And I know a friend of mine went to Branson shortly after I did, and it was when the mask has went through, and she said you couldn't walk into one building without a mask. You had to wear a mask at all times, and they were really strict about it. Even in the restaurant, if she stood up to go into the bathroom, they made her wear the mask just to walk from her table to the restroom. So they did get strict, I guess, maybe a couple of months after I left Branson, so.
Now, the school did have summer school. Did any of yours go?
Yes, Jason went to summer school. He said it was a little different than normal summer school. They didn't make him wear the mask, but it was there if he wanted the mask. He didn't get sick the whole time. I'm really thankful for that. It was a probably about a normal, school summer for him, besides he had a choice of wearing a mask or not. So,
I mean, were there any other safety things other than the option of wearing a mask?
No.
You no?
No. I mean, now here in school there is. I mean, they have changed a lot. But at the beginning of the summer, I feel a lot of people were more lenient mm-hmm. and laid back more here when we reopened. And then kind of farther how we went into the summer, we kind of got more cautious and started, you mean, being prepared and having more cleaning, you know, going around a lot of hand sanitizer, the choice of homeschooling your child or letting your child go to school, that it's a very optional thing now. A lot of kids are homeschooled. We know a couple kids that are homeschooled that are Jason and Addison's friends, and usually they would be in school now. So I feel like school has took it a lot more cautious now than they were at the summer school.
Now, how do you feel that, you know, your kids handled, you know, being in the pandemic during the summer where they really couldn't do much? How do you think they coped?
My younger ones, they had a hard time understanding why they couldn't go into the store or why, you know, we couldn't go to the park or why Minor Mike's was closed or why we couldn't do our normal things we did all summer long in the previous years. And that was, I think, one of the hardest thing was trying to understand the COVID. There's a COVID virus going around and everything's shut off. Well, they look at me like, what's a COVID virus? Like, well, we can still go to the store, Mom. And they just quite didn't understand what happened. Now, my older child's, they did. Actually, Jason did a report over the COVID and how it kind of affect him. And he said that a lot of people were talking about the COVID and he has to wear a mask and people are hand sanitizing. Nobody wants to give anybody hugs anymore. Nobody wants to give them handshakes anymore. And he says, it's a lot different because usually in school they would all hug and stuff and now they didn't. And that was one of the big things that he wrote about in his report is that, you know, we used to be able to walk up and give our friends hugs and now we will get in trouble even if we try to hug them because it has to be a social distance. So they made up a social distance, like air hug to do. And so I thought that was pretty funny. So
that is, that's an interesting way to cope with not being able to physically contact your friends.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, when you were in school, you see your friends, you always give them a hug. It's just a kid thing. And when they couldn't do that, I think it did affect them just a little because a good hug is always good from a friend. I enjoy it.
Yes. Now, back to, you know, the beginning of summer and the state reopening coming out of lockdowns. How do you think the state of Missouri, you know, handled that in a safe manner?
No. I feel like we could have been a lot more cautious. A lot more. I feel like we were the ones that we were really didn't care about the COVID. We were the non-wearing mask fools. And hey, don't get us wrong, a lot of people want to come and see us fools and they enjoyed it, but we did not take no cautious. I feel like at the beginning of the summer, I mean, the bars were more packed than they ever been in the summer times. They were head to head drinking, partying like the COVID wasn't even a thing. And previous states, there was people taking cautions and people were still dying. And I don't feel like we took any cautions when we first opened. Not any of us. I mean, anywhere. The stores, I feel like the corporate, now Walmart and corporate people, now since they were corporate and they're all through the states, I feel like they were more cautious than any of the lake bars and resorts and hotels like that, because they were going national. You know, they were doing what they were doing every state at each store. So I feel like they did do a little bit of caution, but anywhere else, I feel like we just opened back up just like a normal routine. Like, here we go, we're back open. Let's go, game on. Let's see how much money we can make this summer. I mean, that's what we did, I feel like. So, I mean, sad, but it's true. I mean, and now COVID has came really a big spurt, but then, I mean, we weren't the highest numbers, but we weren't the lowest numbers either. So, I mean, it was spreading, but I don't feel like it was spreading super fast, I guess. I thought that was kind of interesting how, you know, other states were locked down and stuff, and they were still spreading the COVID pretty bad, and we're out here partying it up like the COVID's not a thing. And a lot of people didn't come up with COVID, which they may have went back home and got the COVID, and they're just the COVID to that state. Which, that's the thing about the Lake of the Ozark. A lot of people that live here is the only ones doing the COVID tested. So I feel like it's hard to tell if the COVID was down there at that time, because when they go home and they get sick and they get tested, it's going to go to that state, not pointed to Missouri or Lake
Or that
Ozark.
county,
Yeah.
for that matter.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. It's been wonderful.